Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schuz for Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who encouraged me to give the Sfas Emes here, and we're going to be learning the Sfas Emes on Yom Kippur. We'll start with the first shtickle, Tafresh Mem, Erev Yom Kippur, Ramayim Barucho B'shosa B'chi, Kilo Sana Shiva Asiri. It says in the Gemara, Yuma Pei Aleph, that if a person eats and drinks on the ninth, it's as if he fasted on the ninth and on the tenth. It says in the Gemara, V'nisim Samshar Sechem B'tisha B'erev, V'li V'tisha Masanim, you're fasting on the ninth, V'lo B'eser Masanim, you're fasting on the tenth. Eloi Malacha Kol Oichel Shoyse B'chi, Ma'alav Akosav Kilosana Chiv Asiri. If you fast on the ninth, it's as if you fast, if you eat on the ninth, it's as if you fasted on the ninth and the tenth. And that's why it says that V'nisim Samshar Sechem B'tisha, it's also a Maila of Inui on the ninth, meaning that if you eat on the ninth, it's as if you fasted on the ninth and the tenth. Explains this Sfas Emes, Shu Hachona El Hatainis, like Rashi says, Kolomar Haskein Atzmucha B'tisha Shetucha L'Sanas Basar. Prepare yourself on the ninth, that you should be able to fast on the tenth. Derech Agav, it's interesting, it says that if you eat on the ninth, it's as if you fasted on the ninth and the tenth, not just that you, as if you fasted on the tenth, as if you fasted on the ninth, as if you fasted on both days. So for fasting on the tenth, you get schar for fasting on the tenth. For eating on the ninth, you get double schar for the ninth and the tenth. What's the pshat? So there's a big yisod in Chassidus that hachana for a mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah. So here, the hachana for the fast, Rashi says hachana, the Sfas Emes says hachana. The hachana for the fast is worth 2 days of fasting. Whereas the fast itself is worth just one. It continues this Sfas Emes, Ramu Kadosh El Yonim, Ki Bachilas Yom Zem, Sakanim Achilas Kol Yom Yis Hashana. The great holy people say, like the Morinayim, Parshas Emor, the Beis Aaron, Lakutim Kuf Mem Dalet. This is brought in the B'nai Bina edition of this Sfas Emes. When you eat on the ninth, you're metaking the eatings of all year. The person says, I'm going to sin and I'm going to do tshuva. So God doesn't enable him to do tshuva. But the positive is always greater. Kol shekein, certainly. If you say, I'm going to sin and then do tshuva, we don't allow you to do tshuva. Why? Because the tshuva was caused by the sin. You only are able to do tshuva because you sin. You sin al das to do tshuva, and therefore it doesn't work. So mida tov is meruba. If the source of the sin if you did tshuva if the tshuva is because it was only because you sinned in order to do tshuva, so the root of the tshuva was the sin, that was the only reason you're doing tshuva, because you're sinning in order to do tshuva, and that doesn't work. So it works in the Midah Tov and Meruba, and the positive it's even better. Shbishas HaTshuva, remember what brought you to the sin. And fix it. Make a tikkun on the Siba Meviya L'Chet, to what brought you to sin. Vayizem Etaknim Guf HaChet, and through this, you fix the sin. Kmo Shein Maspikin Lashuv, Kevin Shachet Hayu B'Tshuva Atzma. Ken Yesh Tshuva B'Chet Atzma, just like you don't allow a person to do tshuva, since the sin was the tshuva. In other words, he sinned with the tshuva in mind, so memela, this tshuva is part of the sin, so it doesn't work. Kein yesh tshuva b'achet atzmo. There's also tshuva in the sin itself. Sometimes there's sin in the tshuva, so it doesn't work. So you have to do tshuva in the sin, which means what brought you to the sin, you have to do tshuva on that. So your masmich, you juxtapose the eating and the drinking to the fast, because you're fixing the siva sachet. What was the siva sachet? The eating and the drinking, the kiddush clubs. It says in brachos lamed beis amid aleph, mali krisi zane bishay. When a person fills up his stomach, bad stuff happens. Ein ari noemi kom to mitoch tukot shel tevin al mitoch kubah shel basar. Lion roars, not when he's eating straw, but when he's eating meat. In other words, brings you to bad things, this too much eating. Zohar Kodesh Parshas Truma The Yitzhar is from eating and drinking. Since he's eating and drinking, Yitzhar Misrabi Moai Devar Nosh. The Yitzhar is Misrabi. So you got to be careful with eating and drinking. So we're Masmich, we juxtapose eating and drinking to the fast to fix the Sibas Achet. Ubemes continues the Fasemes. Yom Kippur Humeino Olam Haba Shem Bochil Vishti. Yom Kippur is like Olam Haba, where there's no eating and drinking. Halavai, what a great day. You don't have to bother with food and drink. It says Mefurish in the Zohar and Mishpatim Kufta Zayin Amar Aleph. Uvigin da bi Yom Kippur ma'amad da'asi, since Yom Kippur is Olam Haba, kama da okmua Olam Haba in bo lo achil v'lo shtia, let's think Yosher HaSem Roshem. There's no eating and drinking on Olam Haba, there's no eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. V'olam hazeh u'kipros da b'fnei Olam Haba. This world is like a vestibule, a waiting hall before Olam Haba. It says in Avos, Perek Dalet. So in Olam HaShalom hazu achana l'Olam Haba, it's a preparation for Olam Haba. V'inyin kamash kasav yachin Tzadik Yobash Nimta Kol Pnimius Yachin Rashi B'Tzadik Yobash Nimta Kol Pnimius Yesh Lo Slapshus V'Klipa. In other words, you have the Achan of the Rasha, the Klipa, the outside, and then it goes into the Pnimius. It says in the Zohar Kaddish in Parashas Mishpatim, Tochazi, come and see. Kol inun uvdin de ovd kachabrihu vaktim ahu de labar. Mocha akdim bemachshavu buvda ahu de labar. Tokol plib mi sitra achar ave. U mocha min mocha. Vitadir sitra achar kada akdim verabi vagdil venotir eva. Kevin is rabbi zorkin le labar viyachin rasha. Vitzadik yilbash. Vizorkin lo klipa. So it all starts with a klipa. It starts with a bad outside. And then that's thrown away. And then the tzaddik wears it. So all the pnimius of whatever the tzaddik gets has a slapshus and has a klipa that's thrown away. It's all a veil. It's all a facade. All of this world is covering up Olam Haba. And that's pshat. You're eating because it's only hachana for Olam Haba. That all of Olam Haza is a hachana for Olam Haba. So you have to show that by just eating and drinking on Erev Yom Kippur, in order to fast Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Olam Haba. Erev Yom Kippur is this world. So you're eating and drinking in this world to prepare yourself for the next world of Olam Haba of Yom Kippur. And the Mela that shows that the whole year, you're metakin that all of your eating should be as a preparation for Olam Haba. Ubemezu Madregas Yisran Baal Tshuva Letzadi Gamor. That's the preference we have, like the Gemara says, that Bali Tshuva are in a special Madrega greater than a Tzadik Gamor. Kenyan Hefresh Bnei Adam L'Malach Elyon. Ki HaMalachim Im B'Olam Elyon Bnei Yisrael Zochem Lashuv L'Olam Haba Min Olam Hazeh. Like the difference between people and angels. Malachim are in the higher world, Bnei Yisrael. Go to the next world from this world, V'zeh Yisram Shalem. And that's their Maila. In other words, a Bali Tshuva, Tzadik, he's always in Olam Haba. He's always living the Ruchni life. But the Bali Tshuva, Baal Tshuva is an Andrew Sword Messias, it's different. He's first in Olam Haza and then he goes to Olam Haba. It's greater than the Malachim. Malachim Roy is in Olam Haba. Tzadik and Gurum Roy is in Olam Haba. But the Baal Tshuva, he was living in Olam Haza. He was sitting in his Beverly Hills mansion, eating 5-6 course meals a day. And then he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a greater Madrega. So we have to do, we have to take all of the Olam Haza and bring it to Olam Haba. So that's when we eat an Erev Yom Kippur to show that it's all a hachana. That's the Baal Tshuva does. The Baal Tshuva who was involved in this world, he says, yeah, I was involved in this world, but now I'm going to make everything I did in this world a hachana for Olam Haba. It says in the Gemara, in Yuma, Pei Aleph, Amid Aleph, Tav Reish Mem Aleph, now we're in the year 1881. Next shtickle, B'chibetisha Misanim, we already quoted the Gemara, do we fast on the 9th? It says on the 9th. No, if you eat and drink on the 9th, it's as if you did it on the 10th. 9th and 10th. B'sulamdu mikan, tosef is michol ala kodesh. The Gemara says that you also have to add, it's already on the 9th, in other words, you're fasting also a little bit on the 9th. V'ninu kiyama kipurim humein olam ha b'shem bo achila v'shem bo achila v'shtia. Yom Kippur is like Olam Haba. There's no eating and drinking like we spoke about. V'hu b'emes yom simcha ma'od l'vnei Yisrael. Ach she'en yecholim l'zdabik b'simcha zos karoi. But then Olam Haba is a grave, great simcha. But you can't be osik in the simcha when you're in this world. V'tzricham l'zdabik b'aros yom Kippur l'fana v'l'achra v'tosefes mechala kodesh. You have to be dovek in this light of Yom Kippur before and after. You add on Mechol al Kodesh. You add on from what's Chol to Kodesh. Uvisimchas Hatshi Yichol Nisdabek Baris Yom Kippur Achakach. You have Simcha on the ninth, which we can do because that's this world, then you can also cling to the light of Yom Kippur after. It's Kom Shkasvar Ben Yonah B'tam Asuda Shayim Yichol Nismoch B'Yom Kippur Makdim Masimcha In Sham. Like Rabbeinu Yonah says that since you can't eat on Yom Kippur, we have the Suda before. Every Yom Tov you have a Suda Smitzvah, winter Suda Smitzvah. Erev Yom Kippur. Vehu Kanal. And that's like we've been saying. You add on Michol HaKodesh, you're davik in the Simcha before Yom Kippur, and then you're able to be Nen on Yom Kippur as well. So this world is Yom Kippur's Olam Haba, we're not so connected to that. But we are connected to Olam Haza, so through our connection to Olam Haza, we get to Olam Haba. Ki Yom HaKippurim hu ha-bitul elav itbarach legamrei. Yom Kippur is bitul to Hashem, kum Hashem Baruch Hazal, mikvi Yisrael Hashem ha-mikvi mutar kacha kadosh baruch hu mutaris Yisrael. U'meina ma'taris ha-mikvi kshenichas כל קום של אדם ממים כן צורך כל אדם לזבט על הילד יזברך וכשזוך אדם אחר פטירוס על זה מסתער על ידי הקדוש ברוך הוא במקווה ומעין זה ביום הכיפורים כנל. So this is what happens when a person dies, he's dovek b'shem. So too when a person goes into the mikveh, he's Davik Bashem. The mikvah is called, it says about Yom Kippur, Shrechem Yisrael, Fnime Atem Matara Mitar Eschem. Who is Matara you? Avichem Shabashamayim. And it says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, just like mikvah is Matara. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Matara is Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's our mikvah. To jump into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be batal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you go into the mikvah and you become batal to the mikvah and you become pure. Go all the way in the water. And then after your zoche, after your ptira, you're also your mistara al dekadosh baruch hu b'mikvah. You become Torah through Hashem b'mikvah. And similarly on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, it's like jumping in the mikvah of Hashem. So that's really the maila, like he brings in the footnote from the Maharal and Drasa the Shabbos Tshuva. That pshat in Yom Kippur is that you're davik b'Hashem. There's no more of a chatzitza between you and Hashem. And the maila, you're so high up. There's nothing that's going to stop you. From Kaparas Avonus. So Mitzvah Hashem, we have a few more, a lot more to do, but we'll call it here. In the meantime, we'll give ourselves a bracha. We should be Zocha Lumo Dulami Lishma Velasis. Well, the Kaim is called Divrei Salmo Torah Sabi Ahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.